And a good morning today. We're going to be talking about the Erickson Public Library, joined by Mr. Z, Zach Steer.
Hello.
In the studio. Good to have you here.
It's good to be here. Good morning.
And on the phone, we've got Candy Nelk and Rhonda Kelly. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning. Good morning.
See, everybody's here. We're ready.
Yay. Game's all here.
I think most everybody's kind of going, summer reading programs. Does everybody take a sigh of relief, like, once you get through everything? Because you do so much planning, and there's so much activity going on, Zach.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, of course, we'll let Candy and Rhonda speak on their behalf, but, you know, we have had another great successful summer reading program for all ages, but it is that time where we just need to be proud of our accomplishments, take that deep breath, and just try to relax, and then we're already planning already far ahead future. So
we're already kicking around ideas.
Yeah,
what could we do next time that might enhance?
It is a time for us to, you know, evaluate and assess and talk, you know, as a team, just to, you know, have that collaborative conversation of how we were successful in areas of, you know, that we can improve. But
sure.
I think both of them will agree it was very successful summer, very busy summer, which is good.
So let's ask them.
Sure.
Candy, first of all, for adults, how'd your summer go? Was the summer reading program, did you get more participation? Was it about the same? How'd it work out?
Oh, it was way higher this summer. We had about as many people that signed up online as they did it on paper, and about half of the people actually completed their program once they registered, and so I was more than pleased. Just always nice to see the numbers, see people come out talking about it. Just registering, you showed an interest, and our partnership with Municipal Band helped out a lot. We didn't take in maybe quite as many summer reading registrations there as we would have liked, but we did. Our friends of the library, that membership was boosted tremendously by talking to the people at Municipal Band. And so since we all worked together, it was a great team effort.
Rhonda, your summer programs, things, did you see the numbers up again? And probably, I'm guessing, back to pre-pandemic kind of levels or even higher than that.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. So we did have more tweens and teens register than last year. And definitely in terms of people participating in programs and attending programs, we all agree that it was definitely pre-COVID levels and in some instances actually higher. So we were so thrilled.
Gotta love it. Well, a lot of work went into making that all come together.
Yeah. You know, I'll give a shout out. You know, we have, you know, wonderful community and our attendance and turnout, but, you know, all programs have, you know, incentives and stuff to go with that. And so, you know, we, of course, want to thank our community partners that, you know, help supported those efforts, and our friends of the library. And we also, you know, apply, Rhonda and I do, for the Lowry Grant every year. So we thank those folks as well. So it's that community effort. So we appreciate that. So
I was going to say, you know, summer reading program, people need to recall or remember, we're talking just special different programs that you guys work on putting on during the summertime. You still have all your regular things you're doing.
That's right. We do. You know, summer reading it's jam-packed for, you know, that 8 weeks of time. I always look at it as, how can we, you know, capture as many new experiences and opportunities for all ages? And Rhonda, Candy, and I do just that. But as you said, we also maintain our regular stuff moving, you know, each month. So it's busy, but we appreciate everybody, you know, turning out and enjoying it.
August, a step back, catch your breath. And what do you take a look at? I mean, obviously, all your regular programs are going, and occasionally you have a special guest come in. And
yeah, so for the children's, you know, it's and even for Rhonda and I, you know, we are starting to look at the new school year. We want to connect with our teachers and some of our administrators, get things lined up with our outreach programs and have those conversations. And there's some other really neat programs coming. I can't divulge too much yet.
Oh,
Yes. Okay. But the ones I can divulge are right here on this calendar here. So we're really excited. You know, we do take a step back and, you know, in the children's department with story time. I know that Rhonda will talk about a story time on a Saturday on the 17th. But the Wednesday and Thursday story times will begin on the 28th and 29th. And then music and movement will return in September. So just a few weeks just to help us transition, you know, also connect with our teachers and our school partners. We do visit them and try to talk about resources before the school year starts. But you are correct. We do have a special friend coming, and she will be here on Tuesday, August 13th at 6 p.m. We're calling it Back to School with Bluey. I know. I know. So it's going to be, I will say, as I always do with characters like this, our friends, I would get there early. We are going to have a story time as much as we can. And there'll be other crafts and activities to go along with that, some of which are going to be provided by some of our partners, our community partners. We're just kind of finalizing those things. So we really think, you know, the month of August in the children's world is a Bluey month, because Rhonda's got a fun program that she'll talk about with a dance party. And then our story walk for the month of August is a Bluey book. So you just have to go out to north of the swimming pool at Macos Park and read the story. I will say about the story walk and sponsorships. Yeah. We enjoy them. This one is not sponsored. It's just by our library, which we enjoy. But, you know, if you are so inclined and would like to sponsor a story walk, you are welcome to contact the library or email Jamie directly. Sure. And we'll get you set up for that. So I just really want to stress, though, that Bluey, she's only going to be there on Tuesday, August 13th at 6 p.m. I know. I think she has another program at the Blank Park Zoo that week. Probably, so she got a... She got to move on forward there. Yeah, so
gotta be busy.
So that's what, yeah, we have, and we're, you know, still working on some stuff moving forward for the fall. But it is a time to kind of just also rest and transition and you know, gear up for another exciting season.
Everybody regroups, and especially for, well, some of this younger kids that you would have, you know, obviously they may not be going back to school, or they might be going into preschool or something like that.
I think August is just a really good month, you know, for us to respect that transition that everybody's going through. You know, we got to finish up those vacations. We got to get school supplies if they're needed. You know, we got to regroup. There's this, you know, the state fair, all sorts of stuff. It's kind of that one last hurrah before everybody goes back to that. So we try to give a little bit of taste of stuff, but we'll continue more and starting in September.
Still planning.
Always
planning. Yeah.
Already thought of 25 yesterday for summer reading, and then I was like, okay, stop. We gotta pause.
Let me get here. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I still have the holidays. Rhonda, what about you? How are things going? Aircon was cool. I'd say it was a warm day, but I happened to see a lot of people in costume showing up.
Yes, we had a great turnout, wonderful vendors. We added some new vendors this year, which is great. We're hoping to even expand that further next year, but got really good feedback. I had somebody text me later that day. I, you know, saw it, and they're like, there's 1,000 people at the library today. Oh, my goodness, what's going on? There wasn't quite that many, but it was very busy and a lot of great costumes and a lot of fun. So, and we want to definitely shout out to Mayhem Comics, because without them we wouldn't have such amazing door prizes, and they provide free comics for us to give away. We had a very generous patron come in the day before Aerocon and also bring some vintage comics that they were done with, and they allowed us to give those away too. So it was great. It was fabulous.
Okay. I'm trying to remember where my collection is. Never mind.
Yeah, it brings back some memories, I'm sure.
Yeah, it does. So, okay. Other things that you're working on now?
Yeah, so as Zach mentioned, we are taking a little break with story time. So there will not be Saturday story time that would usually be going on this coming Saturday, but we will resume that on Saturday, August 17th at 10 a.m., so would love for you to come out, and then starting in September again, then we restart our regular schedule. So But we still have our regular programs going on in August, some of the regular reoccurring programs. Mindful Monday will have the topic of mindful aging for the month of August. We do that every Monday at 7 p.m., and that's a hybrid program, so you can attend in person or via Zoom. And you only have to register if you want the Zoom link. Otherwise, just come on out. We hold it in the Children's Department Storytime Meeting Room. And we usually have some type of beverage available, hot tea, or we've had lemonade, courtesy of Fairway, a few times, too. So,
okay.
Yeah, and we're continuing on with our yoga series. We always do, like, a themed yoga during the summer, and it's like a 30-day challenge. Mm-hmm. So that actually takes us through Friday, September the 6th, for the Flow series, which actually transitions nicely. We'll take a week break after that, and then we'll go into our fall yoga series.
Sure.
So.
Okay.
You can do that. That is just strictly on Zoom. We stream the yoga class thanks to Yoga with Adrienne and their permission to do that. So you can do that from the comfort of home, which is nice. People have been enjoying that. So you don't have to have previous experience. Just sign up on our website calendar and hop on and enjoy some wonderful yoga.
I was going to say, do you have people come in sometimes and say, I never knew this was available?
We do, actually. Yeah, I have a poster down here in the children's department because a lot of times moms will see it and they're like, oh, I want to do that, you know, and especially if they're stay-at-home moms, it's a
sure.
great way for them to get a little exercise in. But also, you know, sometimes it keeps you more accountable if you know, if other people are showing up, even if it's online, and
yeah.
it's a little bit of a community, which is nice. So, yeah definitely. Yeah. Definitely. We are doing our monthly craft program for tweens and teens. We've been holding that the first Wednesday of the month, which we've been continuing this summer. So this Wednesday, August the 7th at 2 o'clock, we are going to be making some pencil toppers. We thought that might be a fun back-to-school activity for them to have a neat little pencil topper that they've made to take to school with them. So, and then Zach had mentioned the dance program, which will be held Thursday, August 15th at 3 p.m. I started this last month and decided that it seemed to be very successful, so we'll be taking this into the fall. So plan on the third Thursday of each month. In the fall, we'll change it to 4 o'clock to coincide with school
sure.
times.
Sure.
But there are some really great videos that incorporate really fun activities, a lot of freeze dance, the floor is lava, which, you know, the tweens absolutely love. So we're doing a Bluey theme this time. Bluey will not be there, but it's still going to be a lot of fun. And we had a really good crowd come out last month, and we did Minions last month to coincide with the new Minion movie. So it's fun to do the theme. It gets kids moving. We treated them to popsicles after, which was a great way for them to cool off, and some bananas. We had to have bananas because it was Minions.
Banana.
So this month the theme will be Bluey. So if you want to come on out, get some movement in, have some fun with your friends, we would love to have you.
All right.
And Lego Club's been going really well. We continue that through the summer. That will continue through the fall. And we've been holding that the third Wednesday each month. So in August, it's the 21st at 2 o'clock. And then we started a chess club this summer, and we've had people come out. People have been asking for it. So tweens and teens, if you like to play chess, if you want to learn, if you want to come watch a chess game, maybe to improve your skills, come on out. And that's going to be Thursday, August 22nd at 2 p.m.
All right.
Yeah.
That's good. Yeah, that's one of those where you don't have a raucous cheerleading crowd for chess club. But.
No. But, I mean, I actually even sat in on a game and had a tween teach me, and I thought it was a lot of fun. And it's just great to see them kind of strategize. And
oh, yeah.
yeah.
All right. Good. Candy, what's going on for the adults?
Well, I want to back up just a minute and thank everybody that came out to the concert last week for the Central Iowa Jazz Combo, because I was really pleased with the turnout. It was a great night for some music, and I think everybody had a nice time. So thank you for them coming out to the pavilion, and hopefully I can maybe offer another concert yet one more time in the pavilion this fall.
Yeah, I know. It was a little bigger crowd than they had had before, and a lot of new faces, too. So
yeah, it was great. And I think everybody, you know, they like to play to an audience. And so they were very appreciative of the turnout.
All right.
So my big program that is continuing is bingo. Bingo has kind of taken the life on it. I thought we'd just have it in the fireplace room to begin with, and we had over 50 people show up and overflowing, so we moved it upstairs, and we have it set up now, and people know the drill, and I think they're having a great time. There was a little less this week, but I know a lot of people are on vacation, and but we'll continue it the next three Tuesdays in August, and at 1 o'clock. I did want to thank our sponsors, and I just had them up here, and of course it went away. But I think right now we've had Emma's Elegance, the Lavender Basket, and Ogden Telephone, the bookshop. Mm-hmm. Boone Bank and Trust will be donating next week. I have to go pick up those prizes. The Friends of the Library. We've had some individual patrons that have donated, and so it's been really good to see on Vision Bank. They've donated some swag, and it's fun to see what the kids, I could use this, or I like this, or it doesn't even have to be a great big prize.
They just Silo like Burke, get everybody donated, there. They like playing, don't they?
Yeah, they just like to play, and everybody wants to win a prize. So we play as many hands as we can get in an hour. Silo Burke, she donated dollar gift certificates to the Dutch Oven. Everybody likes to go to the bakery. Yeah. So big hit. We really appreciate those people in the community that have helped sponsor our program.
I was going to say, this is what, and at least what I've seen is you have all ages there.
We have little kids, you know, the siblings are maybe helping them, and they have, we don't mark them. We just have you get a bingo card and you put a Lego on top of your number.
Okay.
So we have all ages. We have little kids. We have teens and tweens. We have moms and dads are coming regularly, and we have grandparents. So it's really a fun dynamic in that room.
Gives them an opportunity to at least be there, and then when they're done, they can spend more time at the library, too.
Yeah, oftentimes Rhonda or Zach has had a program, and then they can just filter downstairs and watch a movie or maybe do a craft, and that's worked really well, because then on the hot days, they can come and hang out at the library in the afternoon.
Sure.
And we've had two missionary ladies, Sister I think it's Warner and Thompson, and they've helped call the numbers, and I think they've had a great time doing that, and I appreciate their help.
Okay, good.
We'll have Tucker Mitchell back on Friday the 16th at noon to talk about Medicare. The enrollment period is coming up, and he likes to come and answer your questions. There's no pressure. Just if you have general Medicare questions and need some answers, stop in, and he'll try to help you. We also have, of course, our regular programs, Book at the Brewery on the second Monday, adult book discussion on the third Tuesday. We will have a special craft night on Tuesday night, the 27th, using some recycled materials to make a clock. And you can start signing up for that, not until next Tuesday on the 6th. Okay. Also at the end of the month on the 28th, we'll have a August author talk with Gene Gross. He's an author. He lives in Boone, or in Ames, but he was the band director at Spencer, I believe, for nearly 40 years. So he was in the Iowa Great Lakes region most of the time of his life. And so he's written a book about, it's a mystery, about a murder, a fisherman that finds a body in a net, the girl in the net, in Lake Okoboji. So
cool.
It's always nice to bring local authors in and people that have an Iowa connection. And so I hope a lot of people turn out for that on Wednesday night, the 28th at 6:30.
All right. Busy time.
And then Jamie wanted me to tell everybody that we are doing a community survey right now. It's online. If you go to our webpage, you'll see it running across the top of the screen where it says library survey, and all you have to do is click on it. and you can fill one out, or you can stop in the library and pick a paper one up, or it will be in everybody's water bill in the month of September.
Okay. All right.
So it's for the five-year plan, so you can tell us what you like about the library. A lot of it is just multiple choice questions. You don't have to, like, write pages and pages. There's spots for comments, of course, but it's take you probably 5 minutes at the most, and we really appreciate your feedback so that some community data can be compiled to see how the library should move forward in the next 5 years.
Yeah, and that's one of those, again, have until October to get it done, so but don't
October
put it off. I mean, that's one thing. If you do it, get it done, and get it submitted, so that don't forget to click submit.
Yeah, that's right. At the bottom.
I need
you don't
that.
Go to all that work and then for, don't do that.
But and it's, then, it's one of those that it allows you guys to take a look at what the input is and how do we build on that.
Right. I mean, simple things like maybe we don't circulate as many magazines anymore, but we offer other things online. Or where is the interest going? Or do people want more programs? Do they want more hands-on equipment? Do you know what do they want at their community library?
Sure.
What can we offer you?
All right. So that's available. Take
that. And then nobody mentioned that we're having the Iowa PBS STEM steam trailer at the library August 22nd to the 27th. It's mostly for second to fourth graders. The activities are geared toward that age level. It's not a trailer that you can tour, but it's full of STEM-related, STEAM-related activities, and so those will be brought into the library during that time, and people can have some hands-on activities to do.
So since you're getting towards the end of your season, what kind of donation items are for your craft tables, garden things? What are you doing there?
Well, funny you should mention that, because I did just go out to Baumgars yesterday and picked up a bunch of their plants that they're done with for the season. I brought them to the library. So if you are coming by the library today or tomorrow or Saturday, stop in and pick up a free plant. I brought in about 50 or 60 plants, and they look a little rough, but if you give them a good trim, they're still good into the fall.
Sure.
Still always, we're taking house plants until the weather gets cold.
Yeah.
The seed catalog will soon transition to the bead catalog. There are some cool weather crop seeds there if you still are inclined to throw some in.
Okay.
And the craft table is blossoming. It never fails to surprise me what people bring in. And next month, August, it's this month, we'll be highlighting a lot of school supplies that have been donated, crayons and rulers and pencils. And so maybe you need a few of those things for your kiddo to go to school, stop in and check out the table, because starting Monday, the table will get loaded up with more school supply items, paints, markers, things like that.
All right. It's all available at the Erickson Public Library. Candy, Rhonda, thanks for visiting with us. Mr. Z's already headed out the door, so.
Thank you so much.
The big thing
thanks,
is,
Jim.
Too, people, if you don't have a library card, they are not that hard to get, so. Stop by the library, very easy to do, and if you haven't been to the Erickson Public Library, stop and check it out and see everything that's available there, too. So,
yep,
thanks so much for visiting with us this month.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jim.